Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Ratchet Roger.
Stretch to the gods, ladies.
This is episode 525. Today is Tuesday, February 25th.
2014.
Good job. You're getting there. Pretty Slowly. Soon you'll be announcing the episode number.
Yay!
You're no Brad.
Fuck you.
Hi, welcome. How are you, Roger?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good.
It was a long fucking
Closer
day.
Closer to the mic.
Long fucking day.
There you go. You have to get penis. Just
imagine.
Ginormous penis in your face, and you gotta like
kind
that
of
close
like mine.
If is I that mason jar,
it's if I get too close, I'm gonna want to lick it.
Don't lick it because there's been a lot of mouths around that.
That's what she said.
Hi. All right, so welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is the second show with Roger. He's less nervous, I can tell.
Yes. Thank you for all the accolades. No, that's not the right word.
No. Damn. Those aren't what those are.
Right.
So, what do you really... You have your Evernote up?
Mm-hmm.
You have it on your computer or your phone?
I have it on the computer.
So, you guys, Roger actually updated the Evernote.
I did. After I was scolded like 18 times?
Yeah, like fucking update the Evernote because I don't have shit to talk about because...
She's
you have a,
boring, a
lot to talk about, apparently.
She is a boring bitch.
Very boring. Sorry. Just, that's how it is. I don't know why people have listened for 7 years, going on eight. Oh, actually, this God, April will be 8 years.
Reeling on the likes.
Reeling it in.
Yeah. So, I like your shirt, by the way. Your plaid shirt.
Oh, thank
I
you.
I could do without the sweater.
Just kidding. Oh.
Just kidding.
We can't wear, we have to, like... At work, we have like winter attire and summer attire.
It's one of those.
Yeah. So if you can't, like, I can wear a button up shirt, but like, it could, like, you have to, like, I don't know. Like, I could probably wear this by itself, but it's kind of not something I would wear by itself. So you have to wear, like, I wear a sweater.
It's a little too casual, is what it is.
Right.
Got it.
So I also wear, because I don't like long sleeves, sometimes I'll put a polo under my sweater. So then I have like the polo.
Are you not fucking sweating? I'm sweating listening
yeah.
to you
well,
tell me that.
When I first worked there, actually, I don't want to say where I work.
Of course.
We don't talk about that. But
Sex in the corner.
Yeah. When I first worked there, we had to wear long sleeve shirts during the summer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Could you roll them up like your sleeves?
Not while you were in the office.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. So
was there like a roller sleeve or upper like person that have you got your sleeves rolled up?
Well, you know how they are, especially if there's a dress code and there's women involved because they fucking go batshit crazy on each other.
You got no toe heels on.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Yeah, like women can't wear open toe shoes during the winter. Mm-hmm. They used That's to have to tragedy. Wear pantyhose until. Two summers ago.
What like are we in?
All the time.
What are we in the Mad Men era?
Like Scarlet A.
Oh.
Like,
I'm sure
they're getting better.
I'm sure there's a bunch of bitches that have that A.
Oh, sorry.
Right? Proudly wear it.
Well, whatever.
Exactly.
So how has your week been so far? You have a few items on here that you want to talk about.
I do. First and foremost, I want to say thank you everyone who has been so polite these last couple weeks or days.
I deleted the email for the person that didn't like you because I didn't want your feelings to be hurt.
Oh, did you really?
No.
My ego just died a little bit.
I saw it too. It was awesome.
I hate you. excuse me.
What?
I know.
tell people about it.
Okay. So apparently my sister, who listened to the show, said that I cleared
my... She lives in Chicago, or does she live like in a suburb?
No. Oh, that's another thing too. Okay, anyway. We'll discuss that.
Okay.
So, no, she lives in the city, okay. On the south side with her fiance.
Like, how far south?
I hear the doggies.
You might hear the dogs whine. That's because we don't allow them in the recording studio.
The studio. she lives close to Midway. So, like, 50 something. It's not so bad over there. No, she's, I mean,
Midway's around there is kind of scary.
Some of it is, but not all of it. She has said that if she goes to like Jewel or to like the supermarket early,
the supermercado,
yeah, she can miss all the mojos.
Oh, that's good.
Which is aka mean that there's like a ton of Mexicans. I mean, it's like,
those are your people.
Like, there's like, what, 10 o'clock in the 10 o'clock in the morning. It's like 1,000 people in a fucking supermarket. Like, what the fuck is that? I don't know.
That's like the supermarket I went to this weekend called Jerry's Fruits and Vegetable Garden or something in Niles.
Was it Latino?
It was a lot of stuff. It was geared towards Latinos, Jewish people. Well, I shouldn't say Jewish. I should say Eastern European.
Oh, okay. So that kind of Jew.
Yeah. African. So like the store was all fucked up. Yeah.
Okay. Not from
Latino, the south side. Latino. It was like all fucked up. Like, we had to wait in line to go inside.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, people, like, it wasn't set up right. So people had kind of zigzag in and out. And it was just like a fucking mess. Is it like
the Coach store at the Pleasant Prairie in Wisconsin?
I've never been there.
Oh, you simple bitch. Basic. We need to go.
I tried to go, but I wasn't invited.
Oh my God. I just want to forewarn people that I will post the picture.
You should not finish what your sister said.
Oh, you're lucky. Anyway, she said that I have an issue, that the only issue that I had that she felt was that I clear my throat too much. So I'm going to try not to do that. I will say with that, there was no liquids in the room.
And you had a bottle of water when you left.
I know, but it was done. That's why. Anyway.
Always someone else's fault.
Yes. Because it's easier to blame everybody else.
So, welcome, Roger's sister. I hope you like it. And then all your girlfriends do listen.
Yes. Okay. So, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about real quick. Send out a shout out to all those people who said good things about my first appearance. Thank you. Let's see.
Do you hear his own?
Yeah. Like, thank you, Joe from Dallas, my brother. I don't know why I say that. Luke Miller, who is so easy on the eyes.
And easy.
Yeah, apparently. and as I said, I know. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Let's see what else. So I wanted to send also a shout out to my two girls, my work wifey, Jules. Mm-hmm. And
is her name Julie?
No. I'm not telling you her real name on here.
Julie. Oh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's her nickname. Jules.
Oh, okay.
And then my other friend, Smurfette.
So she's not a work wife?
No. She's not. Does my she work with wife. You? Yes. But she's not my work wife.
Oh, that sounds like some cutting going on right there. Battle for the work wife position.
And she's a feisty little Latina. She's like Mexican, Puerto Rican, feisty as hell. She will sweeten up to you and cut your eyeballs out all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. That sounds lovely.
She's going to totally hate that I said that. I love you, Smurfetters. Okay.
It's, it's kind of like the best mix ever.
And I want to send a shout out to her little pooch, Big Bert. Big Bert.
Who's that?
It's her dog.
Wait, are you kidding me? What? You sent out?
No.
He listens?
He does.
Oh, okay. Do you guys all hear Ivy behind you?
Oh, little Ivy. She's so adorable. She's very cute.
Hopefully. Yes. Oh.
Because that's going to help. Okay, so another couple shout outs to my Pookie. She knows who she is. I love you. My mama, because I think she listened to the first show.
No.
Although I do have to say that If she did listen to the show, I'm sorry.
That's inappropriate.
I don't care. You know, speaking of inappropriate, so I posted a picture on Facebook a while back, and it was a little...
suggestive. How should I say?
A little. It was something like, why can't Wednesdays actually be like fuck day, so I could just be fucked all day long?
Oh.
And my friend was like, it was like literally like 8:30, maybe 9. And he literally text messaged me immediately, was like, that is totally inappropriate for 9 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Well, first, what is it, because he was viewing it at work?
No, he was probably on his way to work.
Oh, okay.
So then I said to him, it's my Facebook page. It's not inappropriate for me. So go fuck yourself.
It's Wednesday.
That, but right. It's Wednesday. I went to be fucked all day long.
Well, it's hump day. Isn't that kind of the same?
Yeah. I mean, I was like, really? Are you seriously? Like, who cares?
And it's like, just who a picture. Are you?
Exactly. So then, of course, I posted the show and I texted my mom in it. So I don't know if she listened or not. But see, my mom is, she's awesome because she will support pretty much anything that I do. So, and she knows it's all in good fun. So,
that she knows of.
Right. Well, as long as I don't come home with an STD, okay. Clunk. Anyway, let's see, what else did I have to talk about?
Your work week, your...
Let's discuss the part-time job. And so, oh yeah,
Roger has a part-time job.
I do have a part-time job. You
should totally get me one there.
Not until I tell you, not until after I tell you what I'm gonna say, you're not gonna want one.
Oh, okay.
So I want to send out a shout out to my little TK over there. She knows who she is. She also listens, and she...
I love that everyone has like a ghetto nickname.
Well, I mean, because I don't want to say their names.
TK, Smurfette, right. Jules.
They're all brown people. I love my brown people, but I want a white husband. Oh, speaking of which, I just want to let everybody know that I am single. Single people.
Oh, that's interesting, because that's one of the questions that someone asked us.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Yeah, there's... we have an email from a listener who is fabulous, but she always sends like a mile long email, and she sent you like 18 questions.
That's perfect, because I love to talk.
Right.
No. Not at all. Discussing the part-time job, there's a lot of petty shit going on right now at work.
Do you want to tell people what you do? Like, just like the industry?
That's fine. I work at part-time at a tea shop. Mm-hmm. And because I'm in the last 5 years, I found out that I had a few health issues, so I decided to start drinking a lot more tea to wean myself off of Diet Coke, which hasn't really happened. However,
Coke Zero,
I do, and that's probably that as bad. That
makes me burp, though.
No.
Really bad.
My tummy hurts really bad. I don't want to drink that stuff. But anyway, so...
You gotta go poo-poo in your die-die.
Oh, my God. Speaking of poo... I'm just kidding. I don't have any fabulous poo stories. Not that I can think of right now. Mm-hmm. However, I do have a story about one of my good friends when we were in Schaumburg, and I'll explain that to you before the show ends.
Okay.
So anyway, so there's just a lot of high school stuff that's going on. I said something that was meant to be taken as constructive criticism because I thought we were having that kind of talk,
right,
with my manager.
And we weren't.
She wasn't. I was. She was not.
She was not on the same page.
No, she was not. And literally, like, that's what I thought, because she had set up the whole thing. Mm-hmm. We went out and we had our Christmas party at a bowling alley, and after that, we were like, oh, let's, like, all, like, people who are in the higher level, like, let's go meet and whatever. And I'm like, okay. So we're sitting there and, you know, she's like, so let's talk. And I'm like, okay, well. And yeah, diarrhea everywhere. No, but you know what? This is the problem. Then they turned it on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, really?
Hair really? Narrow barbs.
No.
And then you spoke Spanglish?
I wanted to, like, yeah, I wanted to fucking kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then, so it just became this whole thing about, like, they were trying to attack me about certain things that I had done in the last week. And I was like, dude, it's a part-time job. It's a tea shop. I don't care.
I'll quit, motherfuckers.
I was like, I make millions outside of this. Not true at
just
all.
Just from the show. You made $1 million last week. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh my God. Can we just make $1,000 from the show? I'd be happy with that. An extra $4,000 a month.
Look, oh my God, I'm so happy. I just want to put this out there for all those people who are really generous. I like gifts. Lots and lots of gifts. All brand new.
We do have some generous listeners.
I know, but I don't want to come off as like I'm like,
no, it's okay.
I'm totally trying to get free gifts, yeah. But I am. Yeah. So anyway, so then, you know, as this whole thing went down, then they tried to explain to me that another coworker of mine who was the assistant manager was like upset with me and was apparently quote unquote saying stuff to the manager for the company.
Rude.
I know.
Is this a single shop? It's a big retail place, right?
I think I'd be giving a little too much information if I tell you that. But I'll say it anyway because I really don't care at this point.
They have to say where it is.
They have stores here and then that's it.
Oh, and so it's like a local thing.
But it's an online. So it's they're really big online, but they only have stores here in Illinois. Illinois for all you people out there. Mm-hmm. That S is fucking silent. Illinois. My God, every time I hear any of my Hispanic relatives, they say it. Where are you from? Chicago, Illinois. Why do you end it with an S? It's not even...
It's like Walmarts. I know. It's the same. Walmarts. They add an S.
It's the same. Anyway, so I left the meeting, and in my gut, I knew they were going to talk shit about me. The next day, apparently... Like 2 weeks later, I approached my assistant manager and I was like, hey, you know, I just want to apologize because I don't want you to think that I was like overstepping my bounds or whatever, and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, what are you talking about? And I'm like, well, I found out, you know, I was told X, Y, and Z. He's like, oh, that all makes sense now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, they came the next day and were just talking a bunch of shit about you. And I was like, oh, really? Oh. And so he was like, yeah, he's like, they were saying this is
a reality show.
I know. And so I have been slowly pulling back from working there. And I'm in the midst of like, I don't know if I really want to continue
so
working.
So you're like
there.
15 minutes a week right now. That's about what you were.
No, I literally went down from like working every weekend, both a Saturday and Sunday, even some days during the week, to just a Saturday.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, that's funny because she sent out an email yesterday saying, if your schedule is not conducive to mine, it's okay if you go bye-bye.
Oh, she sounds lovely. Ugh.
And I like her as a person, which makes it really worse. Because I'm like, I like you. I think you're a nice person. And I think your intentions are good. But if you can't take constructive criticism, this is not going to be successful for you. And during the conversation, she was like, I told her, I said, you can't yell at people, at your employees while other people are in the vicinity,
store. I hate that shit. Wait,
and then she's like, and then I'm like, you just can't do that. Like,
and why are you yelling in a tea shop? It's supposed to be like zen and shit. Right?
Thank you.
Like peaceful, zen, happy trees.
Do you want to know what she told me? She was like, well, what do you say? What do you suggest I do when I tell them to do? Wait. Here's the punchline. When I tell them to do what they're supposed to do and they don't do it right. And I said, well, then you pull them aside and you let them know, like, this is your final warning. And she's like, but that hasn't worked. And I said, she's like,
embarrassing people does.
Wait, that's what I said. So I said, I'm like, so you think that yelling does? And she goes, I've been working in this industry for 25 years. And I looked at her and I said, and how's it working out for you? Boom. And I mean, it just at this point, I'm just kind of like, you know, I need to have a conversation with her, and I don't know if it's going to end up well, because I'm really upset that she did that, especially since I did bust my ass working there. I don't even have these issues at my job, at my real job.
Like, no, you don't even have to talk to people, right? Mm-mm. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
It is something that I value a lot.
And you can listen to podcasts all day long.
I could.
But you don't.
I do. Shut up, I did. Of course I did. excuse me.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That was my vibrator. That was my egg. So yeah. So I think at this point I don't know if I want to quit because I really do like working there and I like working with people and mm-hmm. I mean because it's I don't have that at work. I
fucking hate people. Like, don't talk to me. If you want something, go ask the other person.
If you had to deal with the people I had to deal with there, the type of people that go to that place, you would be like, why do you work here? Mm-mm. But you do get those people who are really excited to learn about tea. And I know that sounds really like
nerdy.
Exactly. Very nerdy. But I really love tea.
I still need to get a tea diffuser thing.
I know.
Because well, I can't, like, I drink all the tea that you gave me. I drink mm-hmm. what I could like put in a cup, but I don't have a thing to drain, you know, to
sip it with. Right. Well, maybe you can get that for your birthday.
Oh, I thought the red velvet cake that you just brought was for my birthday. That was the last thing I'm ever going to get.
Happy birthday to my you.
It's next Wednesday.
Oh, motherfucker, I was early. Shit, why did you tell me? This motherfucker tried to get...
I didn't want to say anything ungrateful. I didn't want to say, like, oh, my birthday's next week.
So I bought him and the provider cupcakes because the provider's birthday was last week and I thought his was this week and I'm sitting here and I'm like I'm trying to be discreet, of course that doesn't work because what kind of cupcake you like? That's just kind of obvious. So I send him an email or text message and he's like, oh, I'm like, do you guys like red velvet? And he's like, yeah, that's my favorite. I'm like, okay, good. And then he tells me that today's not, tomorrow's not his birthday.
No, next Wednesday's my birthday.
Get that, people.
I have a PayPal account. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, did not know that. But anyways, I guess then what? You'll get a birthday song then.
Okay. Wah, wah. That's all right. So
how was your week? Or how's
my
your week
was good. Been? I haven't been really doing anything. Like this past Saturday, I laid on this and played video games for like 8 hours.
Loser.
And I also ate chicharrones.
Oh, I love that. That is some fresh.
And I laid with my dogs. I don't they laid know. Here the whole time with me.
What about the provider?
Laundry. He had to work. Uh-huh. And then Saturday we went to ABT apps or whatever.
Apt. Yeah.
They sent us $100 gift card because they like fucked up something and they're like super cool, like that store. So even though they're a little pricey, I would probably go there. It's kind of like the Apple store. You're paying like top dollar for something, but their customer service is good. Yeah. So it's kind of worth it.
Excuse me. They're not that expensive. I mean,
like Best Buy, higher than Best Buy.
But you can price match. So that's a good thing.
Oh, they do have a sign that says the answer will always be yes to any reasonable request.
Can I suck your dick?
It was a woman that helped us.
Damn. I think that's although a there fairly... Were some really, oh my God. The fucking...
The TV section?
Oh.
The car radio section?
No, no. The TV section...
So many
The TV section... Why are you... First of all, that is not Mexican. That's Indian.
What?
B, you sound like you're about to throw a sacrilegious child bomb. What the fuck is that? Oh, speaking of which, since we're on the topic of foreigners. So I forgot to send out a shout out to Georgie. Anyway, so he's the Greek
boy. Georgie.
So he's the Greek boy.
Message me on Facebook. Or you can text me.
Oh, so he's the Greek boy that sent out a message last week, which I don't remember what the message was, but
no,
was,
he didn't send us a message. He liked the Facebook page and I noticed, oh, this is somebody new.
He noticed it because you were cute. That's
thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but I was the one that told you that I haven't seen him before. Mm-hmm.
Oh. What else? After we were saying, is he in Czechoslovakia? Where is he? No.
I actually talked to him about that. I was like, oh yeah, I was like, I was trying to figure out, I'm like, I knew exactly that you were Greek. I was like, it was either Greek or Czech. He's like, no, you got it right, it was Greek.
So and anyway, he was in Chicago. Well,
and he lives in Des Plaines,
which is not
actually, I shouldn't be giving out that information. Huh? Which is not
Kansas. You forgot Kansas. De Plaines, Kansas.
The plane. The plane. Anyway, so he's a very nice guy. We have been talking.
He's cute.
Yes, he's very cute. He has a boyfriend. Has to be put out there. Anyway, so yeah, he was.
I love your face. I know. Serving face.
I want to lick his face. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
I like his beard.
Mm. I like nice everything.
He has big brown eyes, and I'm not usually a brown eye person. Mm. I like blue eyes. Mm,
I could have told you differently. Anyway, so we were talking, and I asked him, I said, what's your name? And he was like, he gave me his
Greek name. You knew his name, but you were asking, what should I label you in my phone as?
No, actually, I didn't know his name. But well, I did, but I didn't know like
how to say it.
I couldn't remember what his name was at that moment. But anyway, he tells me what his name was. And then he goes, well, you can call me George. I have a problem with that. Because I don't like, if your
not
name...
Not just him in general.
Not just him in general, yes. This is it. General. This is for everyone who has that, like, Americanized name. It's like, your name is Georgie. Stick with that. Don't translate it to George.
It makes you hot. It makes you different.
It makes you different in a very good way.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps that root, that Greek root that I want.
Root.
Mm. Anyway.
Root.
It's long and wild. Mm. Anyway, so I just think it's funny because it's kind of like when you call like the Apple customer service and you're like, they're like, thank you for calling Apple. This is Paul. It's like, no, motherfucker. Your name is Muhammad. Not that I have anything wrong with that, but... Uh-huh. I hate that. I really
or
hate
when you
that.
Go to like an Asian restaurant and your server's name is Nancy,
right? It's like, hi, my name is nah, bitch, your name is Fawn. I mean, it's just like,
what, Fawn? Yeah, that's a pretty cool name, actually.
Or like, it's Tammy, or like, you know, it's silly,
Anne.
Right? And when your name is Sushen, it's like, what?
Well, maybe that's how you say it in English, maybe. No. It's yeah.
No, I don't like that. Like, for example, my name can be translated in a specific name in Spanish where I will not.
Draja.
No.
Your face.
Draja. Oh my God, your face.
No,
right
so
now.
Say what your Spanish name would be in Rod. There's no Spanish name for Roger.
It would be Roger. Roger.
Oh. Yeah. Well, why don't you use it?
Because I. No. Well, because my first language was English, so it's really, I mean, it's like, why would I say
was.
My...
Was.
Yes, because clearly, oh my God, that was another thing I noticed, is my accent. I had all of a sudden this accent that came out of nowhere.
Chicago. Chair.
Everybody loves chair.
Yeah.
RC, by the way.
Madonna.
Madonna. Or La Jenna Jackson. Everything.
Do Celine Dion.
La Celine Dion. I can't even. Seriously, you guys. No, that's my grandmother, when she knows my love for Janet Jackson. And she would say, I'd be watching TV and she'd be on the TV or whatever. And she's like, oh, is that the and she'd say, es la Janet Jackson, no? Es ella, la morena, la Janet Jackson. She'd be like, and then she would say something like, is that, what would she say? Es la hermana de Michael Jackson, no? It's like, yes, grandmother. Like, she's Michael Jackson. But anyways, so I just wanted to point that out. If you have a different name or a name that was given to you from your country, just use it. It's easier that way. Tell people, teach people. Don't. This is what I hate, is that Americans...
Accept your truth.
Yeah. Own that truth.
You own that nameful truth.
Well, you know, it's like, I hate this whole, like, everything has to be American. I hate that. It's not, that's not the case. Like,
we're in America.
We're in America.
Merca.
Your face is...
Merca.
She is serving fish, girl. Well, I just feel people like it's like, no, I know. It's We're not good. Live on video.
That's good. It's a good thing, believe me.
At last show, ooh, girl, she was wearing, I'm not even lying to you, she was wearing a muumuu. With
what are you talking furry. About?
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of Mariah.
Right.
Moomoo. Oh, that's not even Moomoo's, on here.
It's is it? Oh, no, it's no. not. Mm.
So, do we want to go into like what's in the news first? First is really the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Atlanta. Is that really news? That should be in the entertainment news, right?
Well, you know,
I saw somebody beat up somebody or robbed no. somebody.
Oh
or
my God! So
killed somebody.
Real quickly, idiots in Arizona.
Mm.
I mean, what is going on with that?
Fuck. Why times. Are they going to be like Uganda soon? Like, did you see what Uganda did?
No, my
they God. Passed that law and no, then they turned didn't. Around and
I thought they were still
no they signed it. He signed it in yesterday
oh.
or the day before yesterday, and then either today or yesterday morning they issued a newspaper with two the top 200
gays,
which those people are going to be in danger now because they're going to be like witch hunted and searched for.
It's not their fault, they're fabulous.
I know, right?
I mean, you know what? This is the worst part about it is that you know something's going to come up, even in Uganda, where someone's going to be, someone was sucking dick, and they'd be like a proponent against it. Be like, right. I don't suck dick because gay is awful. And in the background, they're like, ah. It's like, what are you doing? It's like the Republicans here.
Mm-hmm.
They actually, there was, I think, a BuzzFeed that did an article on all the Republicans who had been caught that were all against like anything that was gay related.
But they sure were down on a cock though, weren't they? Sucking some balls. Cock. Or getting it sucked. But that's not gay because, no. you know.
As long as it's not going in someone else's mouth.
So we have all heard already that Arizona could possibly pass a law stating that businesses could say, oh, I'm sorry, you're gay.
I don't like you.
We can't really service you.
You know, this is
fucked up.
I mean, on top of it being fucked up, what really sort of kind of pisses me off is that I don't know if you saw, there was I think Anderson Cooper interviewed the governor who is about
to. I didn't
to,
see that.
Okay, so
or
I,
no, the governor or the senator?
No, was, well, he's the I think he's a senator running for the governor, oh, okay. governor's office. But anyway, so he literally could not answer one of Anderson Cooper's questions. He was
could you if you were looking at Anderson Cooper's eyes?
Oh my God, no. Kind of looks like a hairless rat. I'm sorry.
Cooper?
I don't find him that attractive.
Oh my God, his eyes are beautiful. And he's a gazillionaire.
I have seen him in person. And he's... This is before he got really, really big with like Anderson 360 and all that. He was coming out of Sidetrack. My friend had a fascination with him and literally he's from the Vanderbilts. I'm like, well, that's not my money, and who the fuck is a Vanderbilt? Did not know.
No. Oh, and then you're gonna get mad at me because I didn't know who a photographer was.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking hit you for that.
Wait, do we have anything set Andrew or Arizona?
You were okay, let's yeah. Anyway, so he literally was asking him, if someone discriminates against a gay person, do you not find that to be discriminatory? So if you say that if someone gets fired and they're gay and they're being fired because they're gay, that you don't call that discrimination? That is not what this law is about. It is about religious freedom. That's what he kept answering him. I wanted to reach to the screen and just choke his white ass
and like, use your religious freedom to
somewhere else. It's infuriating because it's like, why are you are using that as an scapegoat to be hateful? And that's what a lot of people in
Jesus would not like that.
No, girl, he was wearing a robe with some chanclas.
Chanclas.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Had a fabulous
and
beard.
He had long hair.
Mm-hmm.
We're still debating on if he was white or not, though. He wasn't.
He was browned by the sun. Let's right. just put it that way. A lot of people don't like that.
No, they don't. If their Jesus ain't white, they ain't praying to him.
You know what's so funny? And I don't. What's funny is that you have these people that are, like, for example, the governor, white, male. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck did he look like a fucking orange Oompa Loompa? Why do you hate against brown people and brown and just anyone who's different, but yet you do everything to do and be and act and like just be the same?
Not me. Love my fabulous fair skin.
She needs a little sun. Mm-mm. Although we all do, because Chicago's been fucking. And you could you hear that we're going to have about 4 to 8 inches this weekend of snow?
Yes.
No.
We're right now in the middle of a polar vortex. I think tonight it's supposed to feel like -30 degrees.
Yeah. Thank you, Ricky, for moving all the way in. But fuck.
You're totally welcome.
Okay, so moving along.
I live like 5 blocks from you.
I know. No, he doesn't. But you mean like 5 stops, which is not 5 blocks.
Right, it's the same. A stop per block.
No.
Yeah, and it's only 4 stops from your red line stop.
You can count whatever way. It's not my math.
Well, you don't speak English.
Okay. So, anyway, so.
Numero cinco.
So, send us a couple questions, you guys, or thoughts on what you guys think about the Arizona soon to possibly not possibly be a law, not a law. Hopefully, our brothers and sisters who are in Arizona don't have to suffer through that. Mm-hmm. And if you do, I'm sorry, move to Chicago. We love you.
Did you see the meme where the guy was talking about? He was like, well, if there's a baker in a supermarket and he doesn't want to make a cake for a gay couple, then he doesn't have to because of his religious freedom. And then John Stewart is on the bottom. And it says,
I saw that.
And it says, you actually think a gay couple is going to get a supermarket cake?
No, they would have another fabulous gay person do their, right. their cake for them. You know, and that's another thing, too. Like, where do you think your clothes come from, you asshole?
Are all these famous people that get their makeup done and their hair done?
Look, Prada, Armani, yeah, they didn't make it. They're not fucking straight. They don't know how to make clothes like they do. Okay, it was like you need to think about what you're saying. Like, it just irritates me. Anyway, so if you guys have any questions, any concerns, or anything, let us know. And if it's a little too political, suck it.
No, they don't care about that. We don't care.
Anyway, so moving on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in Atlanta. Beverly Hills yesterday, if you guys watch it, if you guys follow, I hope you do. If you don't, just, you know, forward us for a couple seconds. Anyway, so yesterday, there was a revelation that there's like a little bit of a tiff between two girls that have been really good friends for the entire season last year. And then this year, there's a rift. So I don't know. Do you know about...
I know some of them.
So do you know about Lisa Vanderpump?
Yes.
Okay. And you know Brandy? She was married to...
The blonde.
No. Oh, yeah, she's blonde. Yeah.
The one that was married to the rich guy. And then
yes. She's Eddie Cibrian, who was cheating on her with Leanne Rimes. So you know them, right? Okay. So anyway, so they were really, really close friends, and they got really close over the last two seasons, and now there's a riff. Yesterday, she dropped a bomb about Kyle Richards, who is Paris Hilton's aunt, about how Lisa was trying to stir the pot. About when her husband was, there were tabloids saying that her husband was cheating on her and whatever. And she was like, no, they weren't, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Lisa was trying to stir the pot. So she dropped that little nugget yesterday and shit hit the fan. She
like real shit, like Facebook pages and Twitters like blew up.
I mean, they're still in a riff. Yesterday, Kyle was on Watch What Happens Live. And she was like, well, you'll have to see if we're still friends throughout the show. She's like, but I needed to know what she was trying to do. What was her intention? So that was really what the...
Because that's not filmed like... It's all filmed in one season and then they're like not allowed to talk about it, right? It's like a reality show that's filmed all completely at one time.
Correct. They film it in the... I think this one was filmed in the summertime. But I mean, they're in California, so summer could have been like yesterday.
Right.
Or today. But yeah.
Not
so,
here.
No. We're still in that fucking polar vortex. So anyway, so that was the big revelation. Everyone has their team. My roommate is kind of like, oh, I think it's, you know, I think Lisa didn't do that. And I'm like, well, I don't know. She's a little manipulative.
I like the rich older lady that sounds like she's English.
That's her. That's Lisa.
Oh, that's her. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's the conniving one.
She's like a princess or something, right? Or a.
No, that's the one you're referring to is from New York. And that is Carol. And she actually was married to a Polish prince.
Oh, okay.
But he died.
And then she got rich.
And then, no, well, she came from family. She comes, he was a nephew to Jacqueline Onassis. Her sister, that was her son. He passed away. Her best friends were John Jr. and
Okay.
Bassett, whatever. And then, mm-hmm. you know, then. So anyway, so Atlanta, which was on Sunday.
Oh my
God. Let me just tell you, Nene was about to beat some ass. We were about to beat a bitch.
Nene's always about to beat some ass.
Well, she's
being I don't even watch it, but I know who Nene is.
She's being a little extra this season. She's mm-hmm. bringing out that extra, extra help. I mean, it's just, bitch needs to quit it.
Mm-hmm.
Her ego is like this big.
And it should be
like small.
Right.
You're not Halle Berry girl.
Right. No, you're
that
not.
That tired ass Donald Trump wig that you've been wearing for this season, you need to throw it away. Throw it away.
I don't know if any of our listeners follow this, but they're going to love it if they do, because we never talked about this. So.
I hope you guys follow. They're awesome. I don't
watch them, so.
So that also had, that there was also a fight on that on Sunday between Marlo and Nene, mm-hmm. which they were also kind of like best friends, and then a rift happened.
Is the white girl still in there, the one with the wigs?
Come on, wig. No. Yeah. She's not. She's no longer on there. No.
Kim. What's her name, right?
Mm-hmm.
She had like kids and was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
Kim Zolciak. Yeah. And she did, I'm tardy for that party. Mm. Whoa. Whoa. That was her. No, she's no longer on the show. But so that was a huge thing on the show. This weekend, people were being just shady. Just mm-hmm. shady. And then you have Kenya, who is the one who came up with the delightful nugget. What did you say? Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
I've never heard that song.
Oh my God.
Am I going to have to listen to it?
No, you don't have to listen to it. But that saying in general is just
Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Yes. Gone with the Wind Fabulous.
Well, it probably depends on what character you're talking about in Gone with the Wind.
Right. I think she was just generalizing in the movie. Like the movie was awesome. So she's as fabulous as that movie, which, but anyway, she's fucking crazy. She is like two shakes of a lamb's tail crazy. This bitch is
two shakes
of a lamb's tail. How do you say the lamb's tail screaming, Gladys?
How do you say that in Spanish? Two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Oh God, I can't switch that fast in my head. I'd have to actually think about that.
Lamb's tail.
So racist.
Anyways, all right, so we're going to skip a few things here because we're running out.
Oh, wait. What's the time?
We are at almost 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Cut me off.
Impossible.
I know.
So we're going to skip the next two.
That's fine.
Because I don't watch either one of them. So, and I
get on board.
I don't want you to talk about Walking Dead because I want to watch that and I don't want to ruin for me.
Oh, that's right.
So. Mm. Someone told me at work today that Janet Jackson's getting divorced.
Not true.
Is that not true?
No, not
Did you
true.
Look it up today?
I actually talked to her.
Oh.
And she was like, boo.
Where was she?
She was in Dubai. Bye-bye.
Oh.
She was in the bye-bye. She told me that, no, she's not. It's just rumors.
It's rumors. Mm-hmm. She has like a billionaire husband or something, right?
Yeah. He's like, he owns the entire like Middle East. It's weird.
Wow.
But he doesn't, you know, the funny thing is, I don't think he's actually Muslim. I think he's Christian. So that,
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make a difference. No, well, the reason I say this is because a lot of people were like, oh, she married a Muslim.
Oh,
now she's going to be all covered up. Like, she's going to be like covered
9/11.
Up. She was involved in 9/11. That's so offensive.
Don't laugh. It's too soon for that. Next subject.
Crash.
RuPaul's Drag Race. So what do we think?
I was not impressed.
I don't think Kelly Mantle should have went home. I think Vivacious should have went home.
I think that the reason why Vivacious stayed is because she brings that New York, like, original drag queen. And I think that that's
I don't like how she walks.
She was sissying that walk, let me tell you.
I don't like that. That's too much.
She was dodging a sniper. That bitch was zigzagging across that stage.
I was like, she's gonna bust a hip out.
That's what I thought. I'm like, god damn, she's gonna bust that. Because
she's older too.
Yeah, she's in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
But she does
the oldest one there,
you know,
so far.
Black don't crack.
She looks older.
No, do you really think so? I didn't think she looked that old. I didn't think she looked 40. That's for
sure.
She's
got some Coco Chanel orange going on.
Or, I think that's probably her makeup.
Yeah, don't.
I hated Coco.
You don't like her?
No, do not like her.
You like Alyssa Edwards?
Oh my god, I love Alyssa Edwards.
People can't see this.
Oh my god, her faces. She is stretched to the gods. Oh my god, dying, gaggy.
I do kind of love her.
I love her. Her and my favorites are Shangela. Hallelujah. Jujubee. I love me some Jujubee. And that commercial was so like, I literally wanted to cry.
Oh yeah,
that was so, I thought that was so good. Anyway, Alyssa Edwards, she's funny. And
Sharon Needles.
Yes. You like her? I like her, but she's not, I prefer the her boyfriend, Alaska
Thunderfuck.
Yeah. And then her and then the girl who went last year, I forgot. Starts with an I, I think.
Oh, no, it's Jinx Monsoon.
Yes, I love her.
Jinx Monsoon. You love her so much you forgot her name.
Yeah, I do. And she Detox. Was cool. I like her. Detox. Willem.
Duck lips. Willem. Forever and a day.
Willem and Detox.
And then what's her name? The fat one.
Something. Is it Fox, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's something Fox.
I can't remember.
It's like Sandwich Fox or something like that. Vivian what? Fox. No. What is it?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Moving on.
So this season, what do we think so far?
I'm a little disappointed.
You don't like Ben DeLaCreme? I like him. The one that won.
Oh, yes. And there's
Michelle Visage, too.
Oh, right. Exactly. Baby Visage.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I liked him. I thought he has the potential to go far. I do.
What about the one that had a dress as Honey Boo Boo? Adore
Delon?
Yeah.
Or something like that? Can't stand her. And she's from Chicago. She's
lost all the time.
Wait, wasn't that the gif you sent me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw that. It was like...
What was the gif I told you when you tell me what was like... When you say, like, I can't wait to record with you, and then I sent you that gif.
It's no, fucking scary. She's from
Puerto Rico, isn't she?
No. I think she's...
She's not from Chicago. Chicago is the... the Asian one.
Gigi? Or Gia? Or
Gia Gunn.
Gia Gunn. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Fucking annoying.
That? I've never heard of her.
I don't want to know her.
Like, I heard of Fifi.
I don't like Fifi either.
But I've never heard of this
Fifi
one.
O'Hara?
I bet she's from like Schaumburg. She's not from Chicago.
She is from Chicago, actually.
She's from Skankakee.
Yeah. She's probably from Skankakee. She looked like a Skankakee.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either. But, I just felt it was... I just did not... I just was like...
No.
It was lackluster.
It's not as good as it was last year.
I think it's probably because we expect too much, because every season has been pretty amazing. But, I'm trying to think of, the first time, the last season when it opened, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it was that spectacular.
Do you like Latrice Royale?
I love Latrice Royale. Mm. She is my girl. Love her.
I like her.
What'd she say? Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up. I love that. I wrote that to my friend on a post, my work wife, to my on a post-it note, and she has it by her computer.
I'm gonna write it to everyone at work.
She's literally, Jesus is a biscuit. It's like a third grader writing. Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up.
How do you spell sop?
I would say S-O-P-E.
That's soap.
No, soap is S-O-A-P.
Sopa.
I don't know.
Say Jesus is a biscuit. Let him sop you up in Spanish.
Look, this Jesus is not.
Jesus es el pollo.
He's not a Let chicken.
Let him sop you up.
Jesus is a biscuit. It would be too long. I can't. I hate when my mom says that.
Let me get a biscuit.
Can we make some biscuits? It's like, what? It's a biscuit. But isn't that the name of the product? Bisquick?
That's, yeah. But
I think she's referring to the product, not the actual, not what comes out of the product.
Oh, okay. Not what the product makes.
Exactly. There you go.
All right, so we have an email. We need to get to this. It's long as hell.
Oh, okay.
Because Anne-Marie Parker likes to write the email.
Hi, Anne-Marie Parker.
I guess, I don't know if I should say her whole name, but sorry.
Just real quick before you start that, because I know you're probably looking for it. Also, another thing, just want to let everyone know that George Michael is not dead. He does have a new album coming out. It's Symphonica, which is a recording of his tour, the Symphonica tour.
No, thank you.
Oh my God, come on, we're here for time.
All right, so.
Freedom.
Ricky, nice to see the show is back. I missed you.
Missed you too.
I was following the Ivy story with great interest because animals are awesome and I know you and Joe are good parents. First, who's Joe? I think that's Tony she's referring to, but maybe. Or maybe she's just saying Joe because she doesn't know the name. Like, wake up with Joe. You know.
Is that a podcast?
You're on 109.5. Breakfast with Joe.
Hola.
I'm glad she's doing well. The GoFundMe idea was not selfish or stupid or whatever other issues haters were expressing to you in crayon.
Shady.
Shade. Love it. First of all, it allows friends and fans to help you at their own discretion and at whatever level they could afford. Second of all, you weren't asking for the full amount. Third of all, I don't think when someone adopts a pet, they figure the need to bank $4,000 in case of a major medical issue.
True that.
It's not like you were looking to subsidize food, daycare, or toys, or an extraordinary, unexpected... It's an extraordinary, unexpected medical expense.
English, please. All right,
I'm working on my words. I've seen people list their honeymoon or other frivolous crap on there. I'd much rather help a dog walk again than send Bubba Earl and Rubella to Jamaica or help an aspiring rapper buy grills. With a Z.
Grills.
Right. Also, you must have good stories about moving and scouting for new digs. You've been in your new place a couple weeks, so we must be able to laugh about it now. Tell us about the worst place you saw and what made it bad. Area, sketchy drug dealer doorman, dead body dump police tape, green shag carpet painted last in 1976.
Wow. And we have a lot of those, right. Amber. Is her name Amber, right?
Anne-Marie.
Oh, damn. It would have been so funny if it was Amber. Hi, Amber, my name is... Hi, my name is Amber Atkins.
Please recount the moment when you begged Joe/Tony... to consider arson and just starting over with the new shit in a new location. Also, tell about your thrift shop horror stories. Did you have as much fun as Macklemore video promised? All right, so
I'm gonna get a bag.
It's a cold ass honky.
Oh my God!
I do love that song. It makes me too. Dance. So I appreciate what you say about the GoFundMe because when I was first doing all that, I just talked about it on the last show, but I did have like some issues because I felt uncomfortable, but then it made me feel comfortable because people were willing to give, you know, a couple negative naysayers, the good outdoes the bad. So I really can't,
again, those people can suck it,
but I'd love that they were expressing it in crayon or crayon.
Crayon.
Or in Spanish.
Crayola. Or crayon.
We did look at a lot of places to move to. I didn't necessarily see any real bad ones. I saw some old apartments. And that's here in Chicago. There's a bunch of old apartments. You can obviously tell the apartment's been painted at least 28 times. You know there is about a half inch of lead poisoning inside the walls.
Oh my God. Awful.
The lighting isn't as good as it would be because the building was built in 1884.
Right after the Chicago fire.
Right. Well, the Chicago fire was after that.
Right. That's even better. That's even better. Thank you, Mr. Historian.
There was a lot of places that still had shag carpet, which I cannot fucking stand carpet.
Like from Czechoslovakia. It did not work out right.
It was not green, but there were some avocado stoves, some avocado refrigerators, if they're up to date. I'm not trying to spend $800 a year just on electricity for just the refrigerator. No.
Right.
No, I'm not.
Because I would suck ass.
Right. Let's see. There was a lot of times that I was super stressed out because just everything was everywhere and we didn't have a place for it yet. Mm-hmm. So when we first moved in, like there was a few days that, as Taylor would say on Pod as my co-pilot, I had a mac and cheese moment. Like I just, you know, and Tony's like, calm down.
It's not that right, serious.
It's not serious. But I do the same thing to him. Like today we were driving and we were in the parking lot at Jewel.
Mm-hmm.
And so this BMW was in front of me and there was two cars leaving, one from the right, one from the left. Well, the one from the right started to pull out first and Tony's like, oh, he should just take that spot. No, the guy waited for the guy on the left to pull out. And Tony's like, honk that horn, honk that. And he was like, I was like, no, like peeling his hands away from it. And I was like, what? We are not in a hurry. And why are you stressing over something like this? And I know in his mind was like, you stressed over boxes. You know, that's except for in Spanish, probably.
Las boxes. Or cajas.
And I did donate all my stuff to the thrift store, which they were very happy for. I'm sad to see some stuff go, but I was happy that someone else can use it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so it gets recycled. It's not thrown at a dumpster somewhere and then thrown at a landfill, which goes to a suburb because there's no land. Well, Chicago is a landfill.
She needs to be shipped it back makes to me West sad. Virginia.
You know what makes me sad is the moments after the Pride Parade. And you see all that fucking trash everywhere.
Wait, are you still talking about the people or the trash on the floor?
The trash on the ground.
Which would include a little bit of people.
Right, yes. All right. So, you know what? We have 14 questions. Let's say we go through three or four of them.
Let's do the funny ones.
Well, I haven't really read all of them yet.
Okay, let's just do four.
So, since Roger ain't your real name, how long are you going to let us think it is before you tell us it's Brad or Waylon, damn it?
I don't know.
No answer?
Never.
How do you say your name again in Spanish?
Roger.
Oh, okay. That's his name. That's his real name in Spanish.
Yes, I don't think those two fucktards spoke Spanish.
No.
No.
Who, Brad Waylon?
Yeah.
Why do you call him a fucktard?
it's with love.
Oh, okay.
No, I love those
term of endearment.
Term of endearment, totally. I'm just trying to rile their feathers.
Number two. Are you brown like Brad was black?
Yes, I am brown.
Mm-hmm. How brown? You get real brown in the summer,
I do. I can't
come over here.
I can't. I probably blend in. Oh no, I can't because you live in such a rich neighborhood.
Right.
I could. I have olive skin, so I could probably get really brown.
Olive.
Olive.
Number three. You say you sing well.
Oh Lord.
Is this in the car or in the shower singing good? Do you do karaoke then and people haven't thrown trash at you? Do you appear live to sing or perform and a clown hasn't come swept you off the stage with a broom?
What is this, the Apollo?
What kind of songs do you sing or artists do you sing like? Do you aspire to try out for The Voice or American Idol?
Actually... I think the spirit of Mariah just entered Ricky. Actually, I do sing in the car. I do sing in the shower because that's how I run my vocals. he thinks I'm funny. I have recorded in the studio. I have about six or seven songs that I've recorded. I am in the Library of Congress, and I do write. I don't sing live in terms of an audience. I have sung karaoke. No, I have never been taken off the stage by a clown.
He does not sing live in a car, though, or after he eats macaroons.
Shut up. Anyway, no, I will. And what was the last one? Oh, and I have tried out for American Idol.
Oh,
I did. I
guess you didn't make it.
No.
Well, you guys, we have an ex-American Idol tryout person on the show, so download.
5 stars, girl.
Do you have a significant other or partner who is going to show up and not shut up and then be on the show too? Ricky loves that. She's like throwing some shade at Brad and Waitland.
Via you?
No, not me.
I'm like, are you sure that email came from you?
Yeah, it's from Miss Parker.
Amber Parker?
Miss Parker.
No, I do not. I am actually single.
And ready single, to mingle. Single-handedly loving yourself.
I'm single, ready to mingle. Anybody want to take me out on a date? I would love that. Actually, don't bombard me.
What if Luke Miller said, I'll take you on a date?
I would fly to California and go on a date with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Luke.
Mr. Luke. Mm. Luke Miller. Mm. Roger Miller. How does that sound to you?
Luke Miller.
Mr. Luke Miller.
Es mi esposa.
Esposo.
Esposo. No, espeso. Esposa.
Or un beso. Yeah. Anyway, yes, I am single.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, all right, we're going to do 5 through 14 on the next recording. How's okay, that sound?
That's perfect. Right? Are we running out of time already?
Yeah, we're running out of time already.
Wait, what time is it?
We have been doing it for an hour.
Doing it well. All right.
We do have some tweets we need to mention real quick. Before, you know, totally. They can delete them.
Go for it.
Blaze Lee asks, favorite limerick? Mine is, there once was a whore from Peru who filled up her pussy with glue. She said with a grin, they'll pay to get in, but they'll pay to get out too. That's a good one.
That's a really good one.
I don't know any limericks.
What is it? Mary sat on
Mary
a
Mary had a little lamb.
No, Mary sat on a bucket.
No. Not Mary Had a Little Lamb.
No, Jack tough and Jill it, went up. It.
Jack and Jill went up the hill like that. And, oh, Miss Mary Muffet?
Yeah, sat on a
Tuffet, eating her curds away. Along came a spider.
And ate her pussy away.
Oh. Oh, that's a vicious spider. Spider.
It's a spider crawling.
I don't know any.
I don't either. I mean, just but like the normal.
He said that's from Bianca Page, a Nashville drag queen. All the late.
Why are you trying to put a damper on our show?
Terry W.
Terry W., he is cute.
Loved Roger's first show.
Oh, I love you too.
Welcome to the little show.
Do you want to take me out on a date?
So how awesome is Ricky? I mean, it must be amazing basking in his glory.
Baking? Gross.
You bake too. How does it feel?
It feels...
Amazing.
Amazingly
awesome.
Really. No.
No.
<kidding. laughs> No, I love Ricky. Loved him from the first day I met him. We still need to talk about that.
That was one of the questions that we're supposed to answer from
Ms. Parker. So in the next show.
So we'll answer it in the next show.
Do we want to talk about the 30 minutes? Really quickly before we
Are we
going to
do that? Well, have we decided? Can we only do 30 minutes? Look how long we've been talking. And we didn't even go through our whole list.
All right, so here's this. So we'll give you
a real ask them suggestions on what they think.
We'll give you a real quick snippet. Then just kind of we want to do just a 30 minutes, just a little like nugget that we give you guys throughout the week, so you're not holding on for too long. And it's going to be mainly just maybe focused on one of the topics that we were talking about in the previous show.
Do you know how much work this is? Faux free.
Oh my God! Send them some gifts.
Oh, so you guys, we're doing a live show on March
19th.
19th, 8 p.m. Be there, be square at pride48.com.
I'm a little nervous.
You'll be okay. Ooh, garlic, y'all. Garlic hummus.
She is becoming so her own Martha Stewart.
So you listened to some podcasts right before we leave. Oh, yes. I didn't give you any assignments.
Yes,
you actually found them.
Yes, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you told me to listen to Big Fatty.
Uh-huh.
And then I listened to... Oh, I need to say hi to Brad. No, not Brad. I forgot his name.
Oh, Brady.
Brady. Hi, Brady. Thank you for the suggestion. I listened to it. Mr. Hottie. Mm-hmm. And Who? Brady.
Who did you listen to?
Oh, Podcast is my
Pod is my Cop-Pod. How dare you suggest my spinoff?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're a spinoff. Those guys were funny. I don't know how they recorded their show on the road, supposedly. Allegedly.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I listened to those two. I also listened to PNS Explosion. And I haven't listened to
any Big Fatty, your first impression was, oh, I don't know if I can do this. But you said you'll give it a few more tries.
Oh, my God. Totally fucking running me on the dirt.
What? That's what you said.
I know, but it's kind of rude.
It's not rude. It's Big Fatty. He does. I mean, he likes the truth. Live your truth is what he says.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he like Oprah.
Yeah, he's the Oprah of podcasting.
No, he's not.
You know, we were on the opening of his show too.
I know. Thank you so much for doing that. That was so awesome.
And
I
that
really
was when you stopped when you were at the end, right?
It's like, and I'm done. No, I love how he cut in and out when I said, is that like Little Dipper or Big Dipper? And he was like, it's just a different format. So I have to get used to that. Most of the talk shows podcasts I've heard is just talking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
this is very scheduled, 20 minutes a day of ruination. So,
yeah.
All right. So, people, we got to get out here, right? So give us a call, 863-666-0377.
Yes.
Roger is very upset that RC Martinez did not call.
RC,
or actually anyone. You expected people to call.
RC, I expect a voicemail from you every time I come to do a podcast.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can tweet us at foulmonkeys. Both of us run that Twitter account.
Both of us do.
Let's see. Is there anything else we need to say? I don't think so.
Right? Ratchet Roger on Facebook.
Yes, add him. Yeah. Is there anything else?
No. Love you guys.
All right, we're out here. We'll talk to you next week sometime.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye-bye.